Every Woman for Herself by Tricia Ashley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Alien Husbandry, 2001. Got up at the crack of dawn to kill the fatted breakfast before driving Matt to the airport, only to discover that aliens had stolen my husband during the night and substituted something incomprehensibly vile in his place. I expect their replicator was having a bad day. I distinctly remembered marrying a gentle, long-haired, poetry-spouting Jason King lookalike with a social conscience. But what was facing me over the breakfast table was a truculent, middle-aged businessman, paunchy, greying, and flaunting a Frank Zappa moustache, seemingly edged with egg yolk. But I knew better. The alien snot was the clincher. It was not a pretty sight, but fascinating for all that. I went to peer into the kitchen mirror to see if I'd changed as well. But no, I still looked like a miniature Morticia Adams. "Charlie," the Mac creature was saying impatiently, "did you hear what I said about wanting a divorce?" I certainly had. What did he think had ripped the veils of delusion from my eyes? But I was temporarily deprived of speech, as almost a quarter of a century of married life flashed before my eyes in Hogarthian vignettes. Flake's progress. The inner film came to a jerky halt. "Yes," I said finally, nodding. I understood. Unfortunately, my memory...